We are here at the 2013 Livestock Marketing Association Annual Convention, and I'm visiting with Jimmy Maxey. And Jimmy, I know you're Beef Board Secretary Treasurer. Tell me where you're from and a little bit about what you do.
I'm from Fresno, California. I feed cattle in that area, and was nominated and appointed to the Beef Board. This will be my third year on the Beef Board.
Wonderful. Well, look forward to seeing you again very soon in Denver for the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. But let's talk about this meeting here. Beef Board takes part in this. What are some of the reasons that you guys come here to this meeting?
Well, Beef Board's here support the livestock markets. The livestock markets are a great partner of ours because they're a collection point for the checkoff funds that come in. And they're a great way to disperse information about the checkoff to all of the cattle ranchers and the cattlemen throughout the United States. So there's sort of several reasons we're here, and we do support the people that support the cattlemen that are our members.
I'm assuming that you're kind of a resource to answer some questions and be an information source for what's going on with the checkoff for these folks. How's the interaction been with some of the livestock market owners and operators here?
It's been good. Yeah, no, we've, they come up and we've interacted. We show what information that we have, current information. There's been some questions about, our new committee structure and how we support the long-range plan with that. And so we've had good interaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at what LMA is doing and its members, like you said, obviously very close connection with the checkoff, and that's a legal issue because we do have the Act and the Order.
Yeah, the Act and the Order is what we that grants us what we do, and but we do understand that the funding that comes for the promotion of beef comes from the cattlemen, and cattlemen market their cattle through the checkoff, and through the livestock markets, and each time that happens, it's a source of funds for beef promotion, and it's our job to take those funds and do the best we can with them to bring back greater returns for the cattlemen. And I think the LMA is a great part of that too.
Well, we're in Alabama, and I know a lot of states have a state organization, part of the Federation of State Beef Councils. How about here in Alabama? Are you getting to work with them?
In fact, just this morning, I was Eric Smith, who is on the Cattlemen's Beef Board with me, took me around. We went down to their office and met their executive, and they have a very nice setup here for both promoting beef and promoting the cattlemen through their association. So I guess they're a two-hat state, and so they do a very good job of it from what I saw in my brief tour this morning.
Well, we're standing in front of the beef wagon here, which definitely will catch your eye when you see it. I assume this makes it out to various venues with a... Just describe what we got on top of this van here.
Well, on top of the van here, we got a cow with all the cuts of meat located. And I guess this is an Alabama wagon. First time I've seen it, but it definitely will catch your eye.
Wonderful. Well, lots of ways to promote beef, and we appreciate what the Beef Board does. Glad to talk with Jimmy Maxey, who is currently Beef Board Secretary Treasurer here at the 2013 LMA Annual Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.